This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Always very busy when it comes to space flight, and Stephen Clark joins us from Ars Technica. And Stephen, good to visit with you, and thanks so much for joining us.
Of course, Steve. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, I want to start with a story, and this has to do with the burgeoning Chinese space program. They continue to add to their capabilities, but they have a situation where they are concerned about a crew trying to return to Earth. Tell us more about this story. It broke a couple of days ago, and you wrote about this. What is going on with this crew of astronauts right now still in low Earth orbit?
Yes, Steve. So this is a crew that's been up on the Chinese space station, which is called Tiangong, which means a heavenly palace in Chinese. And they've been up at the space station there since April, and they were due to come home this week. Their replacements just arrived last week, and another crew of 3 to begin their own expedition. And less than 24 hours before this outgoing crew that was going to rotate out and come back to Earth was supposed to depart the station, the Chinese Space Agency announced that they were postponing the departure and the landing to investigate a possible impact of space debris on their capsule. And that's really all we know officially from China right now. They don't release a lot of information. In fact, it was kind of the fact that they released that information at all was kind of eye-opening to me, because sure, they don't typically disclose, you know, minor setbacks and things that, they can push under the rug. But, you know, something like this, harder to hide, since everyone knew that this crew was about to come home. And so no update that I have in the last couple of days. Don't know exactly what the extent of the damage is, but the Chinese statement says they suspect it was caused by an impact with a piece of space junk in low Earth orbit.
Yeah, and you and I have discussed this before, that is a real problem. The debris is tracked, and if there was some sort of explosion with an orbiting platform or any sort of other spacecraft in low Earth orbit, it could have catastrophic consequences for other items in low Earth orbit. Now back to this crew, I would assume they are safe and sound. We don't know for sure back on their space station, and would have supplies and oxygen, et cetera, for an extended stay there. But then it becomes, all right, how do we get them home if there is a problem? And, of course, it wasn't that long ago we were worried about the viability of Starliner, the Boeing spacecraft, bringing 2 astronauts home, and they had to wait for a ride from a Dragon capsule from SpaceX. So we are very familiar with that.
Yes, for sure. Definitely this situation brings back memories of what was going on last year with Starliner that we've talked about before. Yes. So right now there are six Chinese astronauts on the Chinese space station. The station can support this crew of six for some period of time. It's unclear exactly how long because they do schedule in reserves in their oxygen and supplies to be able to accommodate the six-person crew for a period of time while they hand over from crew to crew. But the space station's long-term specification is for a crew of three people, not six. So there will be a time frame at some point where this crew needs to come home. And the Chinese, their policy has been in the past to have a spacecraft and rocket on standby for launch on a rescue mission, potentially, to go up and rescue any crew that is stranded in space. We think that is the case right now, but my understanding is the rocket and spacecraft have not been fully assembled together. So I would estimate we're a number of weeks, maybe a month or more. This is just informed speculation right here, Steve, but probably weeks or a month or two away from having a rescue mission being ready to launch. I don't think they'll be up there for 9 months like we saw the Starliner crew on the International Space Station. But the International Space Station is much larger, much more capable than the Chinese space station, which is itself is a massive platform. But the International Space Station is, I think, five or six times by volume larger than the Chinese space station.
Yeah, so a resupply, getting them home safely. And, of course, this is a program, the Chinese program, that has a big ambition. They want to get to the moon. That's created a new space race. We'll talk more about that and what's being done to beat the Chinese to the moon. The United States obviously has been there late 60s, early 70s with the Apollo missions, and now the race is who can get back to the moon first. But when it comes to the Chinese, it once again proves that this is very difficult, and once again, any damage to a heat shield on reentry is catastrophic. Of course, we are all very familiar what happened to Columbia. They had a damaged heat shield, and ultimately the ship broke up, returning to Earth.
Yeah. This, you know, something like this could have dire catastrophic consequences if it goes undetected, as the situation with the Columbia did. I will say that, NASA has often, in my experience talking to NASA managers for the last 10 years or so, as SpaceX and Boeing were developing the Dragon, Crew Dragon and Starliner spacecraft, NASA officials often kind of at first glance perplexingly would say space debris is the most hazardous part or the most dangerous, risky part of the mission. A collision with space junk and the heat shield of the spacecraft would be catastrophic. You know, you think of the launch or maybe the final moment of landing where you're relying on the deployment of these parachutes that have been stored in space for 6 months, that they come out perfectly. You think of those being risky parts of the mission, and they are. But at least in the situation with launch, they have an abort system. They can get away from a rocket that's about to explode or is exploding. With space junk, if it hits the heat shield, you know, hopefully they can detect it, which it seems like the Chinese have. But if it goes undetected, there's no backup for that.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Stephen Clark joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And, of course, there is a new space race. And I think anybody who follows this kind of got that sense. That is, the Chinese developed their capability. There's certainly been a rivalry in the old Soviet Union and the United States, and the Cold War fueled this drive to ultimately land Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin on the moon and subsequent Apollo crews. That was a product of the Cold War, and now there is a renewed push to have boots back on the ground on the moon first, and that is fueling a lot of, you know, when can we get there, when can we get it done, especially with Artemis II looming, we would assume at some point next year.
Yeah, I think there's widespread agreement. A couple of years ago, you would have had to talk to somebody at NASA off the record before they would tell you that they were racing the Chinese. Well, that's changed, and it actually began last year with NASA Administrator Bill Nelson under the Biden administration. He said at a press conference publicly, yeah, we're racing the Chinese. And then we've seen the current administration say the same thing. We're racing the Chinese. And all of this, you know, it does remind me. I mean, I wasn't around in the 60s, but it does remind me about the situation that we were in the 1960s and the space race to the moon between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, to the point where I've actually sat down and started rewatching the Apple TV series For All Mankind. I don't know if you're familiar with that, Steve.
Sure.
But, just to kind of set the mood a little bit for what we're facing right now with the race with the Chinese, and the Chinese space program. It's opaque. We don't know a lot of details. We don't know any of the setbacks they have by and large, other than this recent thing, which I'll argue, was hard to hide, since, I think their hand was forced to disclose this damage to the spacecraft. And but they're making progress. You know, they have a number of new rockets that are about to debut that will potentially be partially reusable, like SpaceX's. I wouldn't be surprised if within a year or less, we see the Chinese land a rocket and potentially reuse it. And they're developing a lunar lander. Their architecture, the Chinese approach to land an astronaut on the moon, is a lot like the Apollo approach that NASA took 50 or 60 years ago. Very simple, well, relatively simple, I should say, not very simple, relatively simple, proven technology, designed to send somebody to the moon to stay for a few days, or a couple of people to stay for a few days and then come back. The NASA approach so far has been to go big. So we've seen them like contracts to Blue Origin and SpaceX for big landers that are, multiple times, in the case of SpaceX, an order of magnitude or a couple orders of magnitude larger than the Apollo lander from the 1960s and 70s. And these are designed to deliver massive amounts of cargo to the moon, dozens of metric tons of cargo to the moon, and to be able to be refueled and be reused. And all that will potentially lay the groundwork for a permanently crewed lunar base, similar to what we see at scientific stations in Antarctica, for example. So it's, very ambitious, but that comes with a lot of risk and a lot of new technology that needs to be developed. And things aren't progressing as quickly as some people hoped, and now the Chinese approach of going simple may be running ahead right now of the United States.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.